This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify with firmness and conviction that there is none that is worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I always remind myself and you of this consciousness and awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked of humanity from the beginning of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always cautioned and sought for us to show a private, personal, inner taqwa that is greater, and I pray for all of us, in capacity than that which we seek to dramatize and to show to others in our public life. Allahumma ameen. My dear brothers and sisters of this blessed community here in Birmingham at the Green Lane Masjid, hayyakum Allah wa taaba man shaakum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greetings and blessings descend upon each and every one of you, upon your homes and your families and your children, upon your children's children, even if they have not yet arrived into this dunya. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us from our different continents, that He gathers us all once again in this worldly life continuously upon His worship and ibadah. And if not, then in Jannatul Firdaus with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, it's a golden opportunity for me. I consider it a rizq from Allah Azza wa Jalla upon myself to stand in front of you. My plane landed at 12:10. I flew in from Australia just a few minutes ago, less than an hour ago. And by the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jalla, I was expedited through immigration, through traffic. I was able, alhamdulillah, to go and have the ghusl of Jumu'ah, to get changed and to come and greet my brothers and sisters in this blessed Green Lane Masjid, the Masjid of Ahl Sunnah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses its foundation, its people, its resources, and its administration to that which is pleasing to Him. Allahumma ameen. My topic with you today, my dear brothers and sisters, in these few moments, is about positivity. Our ummah is the ummah of sabr. But this concept of patience, sabr and musabara, isbiru wa sabiru, was not one of defeatism. It wasn't one where you feel that you're getting hit from the right and the left, from above you and behind you. And this is the promise of the shaitan. He says, لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. I will attack them from before them and behind them, above them, beyond them. I will come from every direction. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this vow from the shaitan and gives it back to him. And one of the greatest blessings of Allah azza wa jalla upon our ummah is that it is the ummah of rahmah and barakah. Sometimes we don't focus. I want you to think of every place that Allah mentions in the Quran where He speaks that this place has barakah in it. You will find it outwardly, physically desolate. When you think of Mecca, at the time of Ibrahim, where Allah commands him to take your wife and your son, your first son, a son you've longed to have, to hold, to raise. Every father here knows you want to keep him with you. And Allah says, take him to that barren land. غير ذي زرع. Nothing grows in it. But this is the land of barakah. Bakkah, Mecca al-Mukarrama. When you think of al-Madina al-Munawwara, surrounded by volcanoes, as you travel from Mecca to Medina, as the path of the hijrah of the Prophet ﷺ, you see this jagged black volcanic rock, mountains whose top has been blown. In the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu, the Mubarak Rashid Khilafah, the volcano erupted and its lava flowed towards Medina. And you think to yourself, this is the land of barakah? This is the land where Allah has said He has added His blessing? Bayt al-Maqdis, before them, is the one that Allah mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah says, أَوْ كَالَّذِي مَرَّ عَلَىٰ قَرْيَةٍ وَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ عُرُوشِهَا. That man, that prophet of Allah, Uzair, he walked by Bayt al-Maqdis, present day referred to as Jerusalem. And he saw the city that he knew had been destroyed, its bricks brought to ruin. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِ هَذِهِ بَعْدَ. Who can bring this place to life? Who would come live in this broken down place? Who's going to come and worship in this land, this far masjid? Who will come? فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. Allah put him to death for 100 years. So that he would see and you and I would learn that difficulty and hardship, trial and tribulation, the strikes that seem to break you in half, are meant to raise up one whose back is stronger than yours. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this lesson well to the Sahaba. And we're going to look at two moments from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the most painful episodes, and you hear it chronicled in the Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, the hadith of Anas ibn Nadr, the incident that occurred in his shahada, in his return to Allah, as one who bore witness over humanity in his firmness of belief. It is reported to us that in the battle of Uhud, a false crier, a false propagandist, false media spoke and said, قَتَلْنَا مُحَمَّدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. They lied and said, we killed Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Sahaba, those who love him more than their life, they heard this word, believed it. فَأَلْقَوْ مَا بِأَيْدِيهِمْ مِنَ السِّلَاحِ. Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu arda, was one of those who put down his sword, his shield, his spear, his armor. وَجَلَسَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ يَبْكِي, crying to Allah Azza wa Jal, مَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, our messenger is no more. Anas ibn al-Nadr radiallahu anhu, may Allah write for you a visit to the holy city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you visit the Uhud and the Shuhada of Uhud, look at that marble writing epitaph. Look at the 70 names, you will see his name. Anas ibn Nadr radiallahu anhu came late. He came galloping from Medina late to the battle. And as he approached, he saw some of the most blessed Sahaba, أَلْقَوْ مَا بِأَيْدِيهِمْ, put everything on their on the ground, defeated, not physically, but morally, intentionally, sitting and crying at what they thought was the loss of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ مَاذَا تَصْنَعُونَ, what are you doing? قَالُوا مَاتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. They said, our messenger of Allah has passed away. No one verified, no one asked, no one searched. فَقَالَ مَاذَا تَصْنَعُونَ بِحَيَاتٍ بَعْدَهِ, What worth is there in your life after him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? قُومُوا وَمُوتُوا عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ. What's wrong with you? Stand and fight and die upon what he died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The defense of his land, of his people, of his women, of his city. فَقَامُوا. They stood up. And this is where the resurgence of Uhud began. And they spotted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had been left on his own, who had been injured. And they ran and rallied around him. But Anas ibn al-Nadr fell, radiallahu anhu. Anas ibn al-Nadr, when they found his body, his blessed body, radiallahu anhu arda, there was not a space on it greater than two fingers that had not been mutilated or struck. The only way they could identify his remains, bibanani, was by his little pinky finger. His sister was the only one could say, this is his finger, radiallahu anhu wa arda. So Allah revealed verses in Surah Ali Imran. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Hold on a second. Muhammad is nothing more than my messenger to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ. If he was to die or to be martyred, if he was to die naturally or be martyred, انقلبتم على أعقابكم, you would go back as to you how you were before he arrived to you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. And no one returns to that past life of jahiliyyah except the one who has not ever harmed Allah, but they bring harm to themselves. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهِ. And Allah will reward those who were patient and firm, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was an important lesson to our ummah. That we're not after personalities. We don't rally around figures. It's not the name, it's not the look, it's not the style, it's not what a person wears. See, subhanAllah, you know, one of the things that has happened to our ummah at times is that we've become really, really compulsive in how we view certain segments of our community. Sometimes we look at one with an eye that makes us blind to our own faults. See, these kind of garments, see this thing? This, whether you wear it or don't wear it, doesn't increase what you know or don't know. The robe of a scholar doesn't make you scholarly. The clothing of an Arabi doesn't make you the Muslim. It's the Quran in your heart. It's the firmness in your sabr. It's the belief and the conviction in your dealings with others. This was the way of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad is only a messenger. Don't look at the physical. Don't hold on to the persona. It's about what they say and teach that takes precedence, even if it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A second powerful moment from the life of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that blessed day of Khandaq. The Sahaba gathered together wondering how to defend Medina. There is a Confederate army of thousands about to enter upon us. We have no way of standing before them in battle. Some of them said, we'll climb on the roof, drop rocks on them. We'll put our wives and children above us and they can and help us. Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhu arda, he said, you know, in Faris we used to dig a trench. And we used to funnel the enemy from a wide space, bring them into a smaller confined space. And we have these lava fields, the ones that I mentioned to you about. When you fly into Medina and you look out the window on your right and the left, you will see black, 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 and then it turns into city. Lava fields that surrounded Al-Medina. He said, their horses and camels can't ride in it. No army can come through it. They have to come through this valley. And if we make a trench here, we can stop them. And for a month they began to dig in anticipation. The munafiqeen, who will always be a part of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will always be people, min jildatikum. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in the hadith of Hudhayfa in Sahih al-Bukhari, they have your skins. وَيَتَكَلَّمُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. They speak with your tongues. They know your Quran. They know your tradition.
The munafiqeen, those who had that major hypocrisy, the hypocrisy of kufr, not just deeds, they look down upon these poor sahaba who are digging and digging and digging. And in the midst of all of this, the Prophet encounters a boulder that the sahaba call him to, and he cracks it. And then he says, with this blow and a spark and a noise erupts. He says, with this Damascus, the Byzantine Empire, you will receive it. Persia. The munafiqeen above them, looking down, قَالُوا غَرَّ هَؤُلَاءِ دِينُهُمْ. And Allah records their words in the Quran. These people, their faith in God has fooled them. Everything, God is going to help them. Allah is going to help them. Allah is going to help them. Don't they see they're in a hole in the ground? Don't they see they can't even pick up a weapon to defend themselves? Don't they see they are facing an onslaught, immediate peril? Don't they know what they're going to deal with? غَرَّ هَؤُلَاءِ دِينُهُمْ. Their faith, they think, will save them from everything. So Allah recorded those words of Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا يَسْتَحِقُ. And the Prophet continued with his bashair. You know, there in one of the riwayat, it says that one of the sahaba, Suraqa, who was the one who saw the Prophet from a distance in his days of hijrah, he said, Ya Rasulullah, Persia? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya Suraqa, don't find it strange that there will come a day where you will wear the robe of its king and its crown. Decades later, when Persia was opened and its wealth was brought to Al-Madinah in the reign of Umar radiallahu anhu, the one who was entrusted to bring it back from Persia to Medina was Suraqa. And when he brought it into Al-Madinah, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, put this on and put this on. Suraqa had forgotten the bushra of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put this, let me see what this is what the kings wear. Let's see what it looks like. Put it on. Suraqa walked in, took off his clothes, his simple clothes, his clothes, libas al-taqwa, and put on this luxurious, silk and golden crown. And he walked out. وَضَحِقَ الصَّحَابَ. They laughed at him. What is this? No man dresses like this. Who are you? What is this? And Suraqa then remembered, أَقَدْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. When we were in that mud hole, the Prophet told me this day would come. And Umar said, go in the room, get changed again. He said, why? He said, the Prophet said you would wear it, not keep it, صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد. النبي, نبي الرحمة. The Nabi of patience, the man who would not think of returning to Allah with 7 dirham. The one who changed the world, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on account of enduring beautiful patience. It is a time for patience in our ummah today. And after Jilsatul Istiraha, I will remind myself and you of 3 critical things that we can begin to do in our private life as individuals that can gather us as a community to resurge into the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد بن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. 3 important simple things that we can change in our home life, in our community life, that can bring about a collective change, a tipping point in our collective communities. The first of them is to be patient with those who are usually last in the list. One of the things the Prophet ﷺ excelled at was that he gave equal time to those who had favor for him and those who didn't.
One of the negligences that we all have, me and you included, is that we always defer to authority, to power, to wealth, to knowledge. The one who you think, oh mashallah, this one has something to give, I should be kinder to him, more gentle to him, more forgiving to him. I would open my house to them. One of the social experiments, and this was done at the University of California, is that they put a person, you know, he's not a beggar, they put him in clothing of a beggar. Dirty clothes, and he said, can I have a dollar? Can I have a dollar? Can I have a dollar? Out of every 100 people, 3 or 4 would give him. Then they put a person in a suit with a phone and a briefcase. And he would say to the same people on the same street, a week or so later, he says, I'm just missing $1 to be able to take a taxi. Can I borrow a dollar? People will give him 5. Because they assume that this is the person who has money. Most people defer to power, to authority, to knowledge. And we at times let people who should receive our rahmah and mercy first fall in the cracks. One of the most beautiful hadith, in my opinion, is the hadith of that woman who Anas radiallahu anha, radiallahu anhu says about her radiallahu anha, that she had something in her mukh, in her brain, there was a mental instability. فَأَتَتِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ The Prophet was walking down a pathway in Medina. فَقَالَتْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أُرِيدُ مَعَكَ كَلِمَةً O Messenger of Allah, I wish to have one word with you. فَقَالَ لَهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ خَلِّي الطَّرِيقِ وَخُذِي كَلِمَاتِ Move away from the middle of the road. Let's not block people. And take many words. Not one word. فَقَامَ مَعَهَا مِنَ الظُّهْرِ إِلَى الْعَصْرِ He stood listening to the ramblings of a woman who the Sahaba say she had something in her mind from Dhuhr till Asr. Al-Rahma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, it's easy to listen to abuse coming from a boss, from someone we think has power. But if we get a little bit from a father, from a mother, from a brother, from a sister, from a wife, from a husband. We're volatile. It's difficult to be patient with someone you think is insignificant. But that was the highest example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore when the blind man was walking the streets of Mecca, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni an rabbik. O Muhammad, tell me about your Lord. No one would bring him to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one would take the hand of Ibn Maktum and take him to the Prophet. Whenever he say, can you take me to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They say, no. We don't want you to be his follower. So he resorted to saying, Ya Muhammad, yelling in the street, tell me where is your Lord. And the Prophet was sitting with the chiefs of Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as soon as they saw him, the blind man, they said, قَدْ سَاوَيْتَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ أَرَاذِلُنَا You want to make me, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, equal to this man, the lowest of us. Wallahi la nasma'u mink. By God, we will not hear from you. Abbas al-Nabi. So the Prophet frowned. At their words, not at the man. It's important. At the words of these juhala. At the words of these people who would reject faith. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So give deference to the weakest amongst us. To the neediest amongst us. To those who at times we tire of listening to. Number 2. Be colorblind. Subhanallah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, figuratively, was colorblind. He didn't see the darkness of Bilal or the brightness of Uthman. The light-skinnedness of Uthman and Abu Bakr. He was colorblind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't see the difference between those things. He didn't make a segmentation between, you know, Suhaib and Salman and Uthman and Umar and Ali and these are Quraysh and these aren't. When Al-Aws wal-Khazraj, they would abuse each other with poetry. He said, "Da'uha fa'innaha natina." Leave off this vulgarity. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open your heart, ya akhi. When you see people with your heart instead of your eyes, you are blessed by Allah Azza wa Jal. When you see the beauty in other people, your heart sees. إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's not the eyes that are blind, Allah says. It's the hearts entombed in their chest that have darkened that they cannot see with the light of the Qur'an. Third and finally, الترابط. Hold on to each other. يعني, hold, you know, اعتصموا. This word, اعتصموا. This, it's like you've held on to someone going to fall off. كنتم على شفا حرف انها. You're clinging off a cliff. You're holding on to that brother, that sister, as if they're dangling from Everest. This is ukhuwa. This is what it means to us. This hand held that holds us, that binds us, is a sacred one. It is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. It is taught to you in every one of our compulsory prayers, that equity and brotherhood amongst us, you know, when you come to salah, you don't say, where is the Somali line? Where is the Indian line? Where is the Egyptian line? You line up, makes no distinction. When you give zakah, you don't say, make sure you only give this to, it has to be someone from this village. That's it. Don't give my zakah to anyone unless they're from my nationality. La, it's the one who has need. When you do your siyam in less than 60 days, all of us, bi-idhnillah, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma taqabbal fihi siyamana wa qiyamana ya rabbal alameen. When you fast that month of Ramadan, nearly 2 billion people will not, there won't be a moment in the 24 hours where there isn't someone fasting to Allah. All over the world. I'm going to begin my fast in Australia while you're sleeping. In my father in Canada while you're awake. There won't be a moment in time except we're united as one ummah. So hold on to each other. Care for one another. Have rahmah for one another. And it's the same with hajj. When you enter that hajj, you sit in Masjid al-Haram and that Turkish brother gives you some of that bread. You brothers who've gone to hajj, you know what I mean. They give you some of those zaytun, they give you dates, they give you the... Then you see this Somali brother, he gives you some shai and this... Allahu Akbar. Everyone loves one another. Because that is the barakah that goes beyond the physical. And therefore the barakah of Mecca isn't the sand. It's that iman gravitates to it. The Prophet ﷺ says, iman flows to Al-Madinah. When you go to Medina, you want to give people your food. If you look at someone, iftar, whatever I have, you have it. Whatever water I have is your water. You don't have, whatever you need is yours. Subhanallah. That is the barakah that is found, that is beyond the mountains and beyond the sand. That is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I leave you with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La yu'minu ahadukum. You cannot complete your faith until you love for your brother. Hatta yuhibbu li akhihi ma yuhibbuhu li nafsihi. Until they love for their brother, for other people, for humanity, what it is they care and they love for themselves. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our hearts so that we accept others for who they are. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to have patience with the weakest amongst us and helps us and aids us to be from those who are examples for others to follow. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us in this dunya and in the akhirah and saves us from the punishment and torment of Jahannam. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses this community and this masjid and its people with that which is pleasing to Him and that which is in conformity to the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and makes us from them. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those whose days that are best are the days that they return to Allah azza wa jal. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik illahumma lana fi ma a'tayt. Allahumma qina wa sarif anna sharra ma qadayt, innaka taqdi bil haqqi wa la yuqda alayk. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. وأقم الصلاة. استووا تراصوا. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا. أتموا صفوفكم. Make sure your lines are straight, your phones are silent, come closer to each other. Make room for those who may be outside, that they may have space with us inside. اخشعوا في صلاتكم. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك تبارك اسمك. السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم من حمده ونفسه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه هباء منثورا أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عصيرا ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا يا ويلتا يا ويلتا يا ويلتا ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا وقال الرسول يا رب وقال الرسول يا رب إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. طيبا كثيرا مباركا ملء السماوات والأرض من أهل الثناء. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين آذوا موسى فبرأه الله مما قالوا وكان عند الله وجيها. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملنها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. ليعذب الله المنافقين والمنافقات والمشركين والمشركات ويتوب الله على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. الله أكبر.